It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton.
We're roughly 10 to 15 minutes away from Dave Curtis from Sporting News as we spend almost the entire 10 o'clock hour talking Michigan spring football. What we're going to see today, he will be at the game, so we'll talk with him. Also at 10:30, Angeli Jungelis from the Detroit News will be with us. She will also be there, so we'll get her take on what she thinks we'll see out of the game today. Brand new game. Brady Hoke there. We'll see what Michigan comes up with. We'll also have our picks. I am whooping Scott. No, I wouldn't say whooping. I'm beating Scott this week in our fantasy picks.
You can say you're whooping me in pitching. You won 5-3, but Troy Tulowitzki, he beat up on everybody. It just wasn't enough because Giovanni Gallardo lost it for
me. I don't often brag about predictions I make because I'm usually wrong as many times, if not way more, than I am correct. However, if he continues to pitch well, I'm going to continue to brag about Justin Masterson.
I don't usually give you credit, but yes, I will have to for that one.
Thank you. Thank you. I know baseball way better than I know football, clearly. And so I would just, I'm not going to quite brag yet because he could have like 4 straight outings where he gives up 9 runs. So I'm not quite there yet, but I'm very close to starting to brag about how awesome I am at predicting baseball.
I can go back and look, and you questioned my pick of Troy Tulowitzki last week.
That I did. Well, he wasn't doing well up to that point. Now he got hot. There's no doubt about that. And you were very correct about Troy Tulowitzki this week. The guy's been on fire. The guy might be the MVP by the end of this year. I mean, he's been on fire. But you are correct. I was wrong about Troy Tulowitzki. I wasn't sure he was ready to start making his run yet. He's usually a later in the season type of guy when he starts going 4 for 5 every single game. But Tulowitzki's legit. Great player. Great player. All right, do want to talk some Pistons and some Red Wings here. The Pistons will begin to look at what they have going forward. And Scott, there were some things I was looking at. Now, Gores is a billionaire, so that's fantastic. That's good news for the Detroit Pistons.
Can I just say, your notes, the notes that you send me, it has the Pistons, it has everything that's bad about them. And then it basically says, good, Tom Gores, billionaire. That was the one good thing you could find about the Pistons.
Well, it's true. He is a billionaire, and that's a good thing. And he's a local guy, so he's going to invest a lot of money in the team and try and get them back to where they were. However, I look at this team, and I think if Joe Dumars continues to stay, this team has no hope. And there's one main statistic of why I think that. Richard Hamilton is now how old? 32? 33? I think he was born in 78, so that would make him 32 or 33, somewhere in that area. Richard Hamilton's going to make $12 million this year and $12 million next year on his NBA contract. Ben Gordon, who signed a contract a couple of years ago, 5 years, $60 million. In the next couple of years, in the final year of his contract in 2013, Ben Gordon will be 32 years old, just like Rip Hamilton is now. And Ben Gordon will be making upwards of $13 million that year. That, to me, shows me that he has not learned his lesson, Joe Dumars we're talking about, and he's still signing guys to deals that he should not be signing. Now, when they signed Rip Hamilton to that big deal, I sort of was refreshed by it because it was nice to see them reward a player that was so important to their NBA championship. However, to increase his salary year by year as he was getting older was very, very silly on their part.
I understand why. In the NBA, you see it all the time. They backload contracts because you figure the last year you can just ship them to somebody else.
And then they have that contract value to them.
But they're not doing that.
No.
They're just eating the whole contract.
Well, they tried to do it. He didn't want to.
Right. But then on top of that, they do that with Allen Iverson. They bring him in. With Tracy McGrady, they bring him in. So it's kind of counterproductive to everything, that all logic, really.
Now, the Pistons are going to lose 4 players this offseason to free agency unless they re-sign them. That puts them at the soft cap in the NBA. And I say soft cap because the way the salary cap works is right now it's at $58 million team salary. However, if your team makes more money, you can spend more than that $58 million. For example, the Lakers are up around $90 million right now because they bring in that revenue. Pistons, with their attendance and things, I would guess are not at that point. They're going to be right around that $58 million mark. Now, when they lose these 4 players, they will be at $47 million, which means they'll have $11 million to fill out the rest of their roster. Four spots. Now, here are some of the free agencies. Chris Paul, clearly not going to sign Chris Paul. That's just not happening. Jamal Crawford, Tyson Chandler, Caron Butler, Charlie Bell, Michael Redd, Morris Peterson, Jason Richardson. I literally went through every single team, and those were the best players I found. Are there any players, besides maybe Tyson Chandler, who I'm pretty sure they couldn't sign for the 11 mil that they have in cap room, are there any players on that that could turn you into a playoff team, let alone a competing team?
Chris Paul, but as you said, there's no way.
He's not going. Chris Paul is not going to Detroit.
With the environment in the league, he's going to go to New York.
Well, not to mention they couldn't afford him.
Yeah.
They couldn't afford him. Chris Paul's going to get a max contract, which means he's going to get upwards of $20 million. They can't afford that, especially because if you sign three other players, let's say you spend, of that $11 million, you spend four of it to sign two other players. So then you can get two free agents with the remaining $7 million. You can't do it. They just flat out don't have enough cap room to go out and get another free agent.
That's how you end up with starters like Chris Wilcox.
Plus, they have to pay for their first round pick, which we don't know what pick they're going to have. We don't know who they're going to get, but they have to give a salary to that first round pick too. The Pistons are in a really, really bad position at this point. Salary-wise, team-wise, GM-wise, they're in a bad position. And I don't see them getting out of it anytime soon unless they hit number one with that lottery ball and they can get somebody to really build this team around. Because as much as I like a guy like Greg Monroe, I don't think you can build a team around him. He's a piece to the puzzle, and that's it. When we come back, Dave Curtis, Sporting News, will be with us. We'll start talking Michigan football spring game. Coming up, we'll be talking college football for the first time in a couple of months. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.